Hey, all you pet stylists. You found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and star of the show from Tucson, Arizona, and groomblog.blogspot.com, Miss Barbara Bird.
Hello, groomers. Hi, Susie. What's cooking?
Hi, Barbara, and hi, groomers. Welcome to episode 232 of the Groom Pod, recorded on November 24th, 2019, in Snohomish, Washington, and Tucson, Arizona. This week on the Groom Pod, Barbara reveals her secret shopping at Sally Beauty Supply. We're going to learn about urea. This podcast is supported by listeners through Patreon and our kind sponsors, Best Shot, Show Season, and Evolution Shears.
How's your week? Oh, I had a nice week mostly, although we had some real serious stormy weather here during this last week, which of course results in the whole bucket brigade. The area right here where I'm sitting.
Yes.
I am surrounded by buckets when it rains, and it's getting smaller and smaller. The dry area where I can put my chair. The devices and all the electronics are safe. They're not in the drip zone. But my chair, the no drip zone, is shrinking and shrinking, and I had to actually sit here with a raincoat on while I was working on the computer. Yeah, you should see me. You should see me. And it was so bad in here that Belle, the Bichon, wouldn't even come and be with us.
Oh, man.
She got into a pile of my clothes on the love seat in the bedroom. She wouldn't even come back here. But we got through it. What I want to share with you, we had another visit from Willis the Incorrigible Scotty.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so people will recall or not that I've been grooming this Scottish Terrier that's just hell on four legs. He just cannot stand to be groomed. And well-bred, good-looking Scotty. You might recall that it was so bad that I fired him.
Right.
And then I got freaking out that I just felt behooved to try harder. And I got in touch with Chrissy Neumeyer-Smith, who gave me some tips and help in taking a new turn with Willis. And last time he was in 6 weeks ago, I utilized my knowledge from her, and we had a slightly more successful grooming. And I took a lot of video, which I had a hard time converting and using, and we won't get into that. But there are insurmountable technical challenges. So, and I hadn't gotten my video to Chrissy, so I hadn't gotten any further information. And he came back, and he was just like, back to square one. Back to square one. And the first thing that we do when we're trying to build a better grooming dog is we allow them to gather themselves together on the table and settle down.
By that, do you mean like not going straight for their toes or for their face or something?
Not even
like
going straight for anything, you know, because you really need to help the dog learn to settle himself. Well, this dog is hell-bent. He's not settling for anything. You know, even if I would wait for him to exhale and just kind of relax his muscles a little bit and I'd give him a treat. Yes, that's what I want, more of that. It didn't work. He would take the treat, and like 2 seconds later, he would explode like there was a volcanic pressure inside of him. And when he explodes, right, he just like comes off the table and fights the restraints and fights your hands and just pitches a silly hissy fit. And we did this for, oh God, a half an hour I worked on trying to get him to settle down before I started grooming him. Well, then I had to start grooming him. It's a, right. You know, and so I did, and I did a lot of soothing and stuff, and I picked up a foot, and I did the pets, and I didn't try to do the nails. No, 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 no. That I was able to kind of, in between flare-ups of this horrible trying to climb in the air to get off the table, I managed to clip in his pattern with a snap-on comb all the way. Well, I got the shoulders and the back. I couldn't get the front. I couldn't get anywhere near his head. And I tried and tried and to have him let me hold his ear. Didn't even want to clipper it this time. I thought, I'll just clean up the edges of his ear this time. And that was another minutes and minutes, 15, 20 minutes, trying to get him to just let me tidy up his ears. Couldn't do it. So then Yvonne was free, and she came to help me. And it was like the more hands on him, the more he fought. Susie, you would not have believed this dog. I had him cross-tied at the head to the grooming pole, and the groomer's helper pulled it tight. I raised the neck loop so it was snug, and he couldn't, I didn't think he could get out of it. And he just kept going. His front legs were going, his back legs were going, and his mouth was going. He raised himself up, hind legs first. Picture this. He puts his hind legs up in the air, rolls himself out of the grooming loop. Meanwhile, my hands are all up there, and the grooming loop hardware is cutting me, and he's biting Yvonne.
Oh, no.
And he's screaming. He's so mad. I pushed it further than I've ever pushed. I really tried to. I mean, we were having trouble just keeping him alive. You know, he's going to choke himself, but the back legs coming up, he's like not even standing on his front paws. He's still waving his feet. He just totally was airbound all on his own. And it was the most difficult. And so then I untied him, and then I started in again. Just, I got to get the sides of his face. I've got to get something of these eyebrows. I haven't been able to scissor between the eyebrows on this dog. So he still has, like, bangs instead of Scotty eyebrows, right? He's got pointy bangs. And so this time what I did, you know, like what I normally would like to do, is I take the dog's face looking at me, and I use the little thinning scissors, and I clean up under the eyes, and then I just go right up between the eyes and make that demarcation. Well, he wouldn't have any of that. So I used my long scissors going over his head from the back forward, and the scissors were long enough that I could snip in between his eyebrows from the back. Like, that's not the way to do it.
No, but I've made that modification before.
But I got the best demarcation of the eyebrows that I've done, but I still didn't get the sides done right, and I didn't get the sides of his face done very well, although I did clip it away somewhat with the snap-on comb. He just doesn't like, he doesn't like any tools around his head. So here's a funny story, because we got into more conversation with Mama, the matriarch of the family, and she told me, remember, Susie, remember I told you that they voiced this consideration that maybe he was being bad on the grooming table because he hated to be crated?
Right.
And we laughed about that?
Yeah.
And it didn't make any behavioral sense that if the dog hates to be crated, he's bad on the table where he's not crated.
Yeah.
And he's good in the crate.
Yeah.
You know, like that doesn't add up. But you know what? People don't mind if it doesn't add up. They hold on to that shit. And she actually confessed to me when she came to pick him up that she'd had a mobile groomer over. Okay? She didn't put it together She didn't link it to that statement about maybe he's bad because he hates being crated. But I knew why she got a mobile groomer over there. She didn't get a mobile groomer over there because she wanted to pay less. She got a mobile groomer over there because she wanted him to be groomed without being put in a crate. And he destroyed the interior of the mobile grooming van.
Whoops. I shouldn't laugh because that's not very nice.
I can't help but laugh.
I know.
Oh. Well, anyway, that settled that issue.
Didn't it, though? With an exclamation point.
So now she knows. So now we're back on the, now we're more on the same page because she knows that it's a behavioral thing. But here's the deal. She found a trainer.
Oh, good.
It's not the person that I recommended. It's some man who apparently only works with Scotties.
All right.
Okay, so
how many fingers does he have?
Yeah, I don't know, but you know, like God bless.
Yes.
As they say in the South, Scotty Trainer worked with Willis. And this guy comes from the show dog arena. I know that because what was just here in Tucson?
Yeah, dog show.
Two solid weeks of four-day shows, right? So big dog show stuff going on. And that's where people hook up with these kind of folks. Not by my word of mouth or somebody I know that is really good with difficult dogs.
That's just crazy talk. Yeah, what would you know?
Yeah, what would I know? So the trainer, who is probably a handler, he worked with Willis, and Willis did all the show ring stuff real well. He walked back and forth. He walked in a circle. He stopped. He posed. He did all of this. It looked beautiful. Except that he wasn't groomed.
Yeah.
And the guy says he's a really quality. You know, he heaped all kinds of praise. They always heap praise on your dog because they want to be paid to handle it in the show ring.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he is a well-bred Scotty. I don't see any obvious faults. It's all temperament. And so they thought that because he performed so well with the handler, and that's when they got the mobile groomer to come out. You know, like, well, it's Barbara and Yvonne.
Yeah.
Here we got a trainer and he's perfect. And Mama could not believe that he could be so good for the leash work and so incredibly horrible on the table. But that's the way he is.
Well, they're completely different things. There's no hands-on in the leash work.
Yeah, I explained that to her. I said, you know, of course, you know, it's not that he wants to be a bad boy. It's not that. He was perfectly comfortable on the end of the leash, and that guy, as long as that guy's holding that leash in the air, his hand is nowhere near his head.
That's right. And there's no brushes or tools or anything like that. I mean, it's a completely different
animal.
It's
a completely different animal. And that's why we need trainers who will undertake grooming behaviors.
Yep.
The one thing that this trainer did for me is that he said that I need to be able to work with Willis on a more frequent basis. So here's the good news and the bad news. It's the same news.
Yes.
The good news and the bad news is that Willis is now scheduled for every 2 weeks.
Oh, boy.
Instead of every 6 weeks. So here I go.
Yeah, but that's good.
But that's good, you know, because I tried to make that point to her, but it went whoosh way over her head. She was still thinking about that I was firing Willis.
Even more so, she was thinking it was you and Yvonne.
Yeah.
It took her a lot of money to find out it wasn't.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I know that she had to pay for some damages. You know, she said he absolutely tore it up in there. And I feel so sorry for the poor mobile groomer, the unsuspecting, right? Do you think they prepared their mobile groomer for that he's absolutely the worst dog in the world that'll ever enter your van? No.
Nope.
Or that he might be a little difficult? Probably not. They just made an appointment and he or she showed up and there she blows, you know? And I feel so bad for that groomer and that person is local. Well, anyway. But she did accept the trainer's word that if there was to be any progress on the table, he needed to come in more often. And there was no worrying about the price or any of that, because what Mama says is that she's got a beautiful Scotty and he's got to be groomed. It's not an acceptable package if she's got a beautiful Scotty and he looks like a wild woolly bear all the time. So that's that. So that's the big development in my professional grooming career. And I do want to update people that I have moved forward with the project of adding Copaiba. So I find out how the Copaiba is pronounced.
Oh, you're no fun.
Yeah, I know. I love the Copaiba. And it sounds exotic, doesn't it?
Yes.
Copaiba. Well, it's not even Copaiba, which was what my second choice
of
pronunciation.
What is it?
It's Copaiba. But anyway, maybe we'll just continue calling it all of the above. I love this stuff. I mixed it up in the Mellow Pet, and Sandy at Show Season likes the idea. So we are moving forward with the new formula of Canine and You Mellow Pet, which now includes Copaiba. And people, the reason that I love this Copaiba oil is that it acts very much the same way as CBD oil, but it's a whole lot cheaper and it acts on inhalation. So I'm very excited about something new in the aromatherapy land. And I want to own that I am an aromatherapist. And I want to own that I have created these formulas. Our friend Miranda, who's on our list and who has taken the webinars from me, she posted on Facebook, they were talking about aromatherapy oils for pets. And they talked about Young Living and doTERRA, and then Miranda said they needed to know that I did aromatherapy. I responded to her, can I read it?
Yeah, read it.
I said, thanks, Miranda Kalanaru. My aromatherapy blends are distributed by Show Season under the name Canine and You. I started using and studying essential oils in the early 2000s after attending a seminar at a Colorado trade show. I read, studied, used, and played with aromatherapy at my own grooming salon. After a few years, I came up with some combination blends that I thought worked for reducing stress levels at my shop and also lifting late afternoon energy levels. I became rather knowledgeable. I had a grasp. One thing I love about aromatherapy is that it combines science and intuition. There came a day when I said to myself, girl, you should sell this shit. That's how I talk to myself. I finalized a few blends, gave them names, and took them to a Colorado trade show. My little booth was right next to Show Season. It was a slow show. When that happens, vendors talk to each other. Sandy and I became fast friends. She was interested in my aromatherapy blends. At the end of the show, Sandy of Show Season said to me, girl, I want to sell this shit. She speaks my language. We worked out the details for her to have sole distributorship of my products. Show Season sells the essential oil blends and also creates a direct spray of some of the best sellers and a shampoo with the Mellow Pet. Check it out. And there's the link. So there I am. I just thought that was a nice little capsule of my journey as a manufacturer of aromatherapy.
I like it. Good writing. It's always fun to read your writing, even if you're not reading it, but you're speaking it.
Sometimes I like my writing, and I liked this, and so I saved it, and I shared it again, and I may share it some more. But in case you didn't really know how I fit into this aromatherapy line, now you get a better picture of it. You know, it really was something that happened over a period of years. I didn't just become. I really worked at it. I'm very proud of my essential oil blends. I'm very proud of the Mellopet. So it's very popular, and it's popular because it works.
Yes, it does.
That's that. And I just thank you, Susie, for letting me kind of self-indulge a little bit.
Sorry to interrupt you guys, but I'm going to sneak this into the middle of the podcast because I know it's the only way I can put something out there that Barbara will not hear. So here we go. Chris Pearson has asked to pass this message along, and she says, Barbara is vastly in the lead for the Lifetime Achievement Award for the Phoenix Industry Educator Awards. Very exciting, I might add. I would like to do something extra special for her in the event of her winning. And even if she didn't win the award, I still think what I'd like to do would be extra special to her no matter what. This award has a base that is a mahogany keepsake box. I would like to fill that box with small handwritten or typed notes that are acknowledgments and thank yous from groomers throughout our industry who Barbara has helped. Just a few short sentences explaining how she helped you and your name signed at the bottom. They need to be small enough sheets of paper so they can be folded and put into this box without taking up too much space. I would like for any groomer who's interested in getting their message into that box to please send me a message privately. Remember that these award nomination ballots all close at the end of December, and the awards will be announced the first week of January, as close to New Year's Day as possible. Remember that if you haven't voted or sent in a nomination for an industry educator that has helped you in one of the categories listed on our awards page, I urge you to do so. This is the only awards program that concentrates solely on our industry educators, and education is priceless to all of us. That's Chris Pearson. She wants us to do this for Barbara Bird, and I'm tickled pink. How awesome is that? You know, groomers, your salon runs on shampoo and conditioner, and what you choose to bathe with can make or break the quality of your work, productivity, your health, and even your career. Sure, there's a ton of shampoo lines to choose from, but if you haven't tried Best Shots Innovative Systems, you may be working too hard. You owe it to yourself to check out bestshotpet.com. Discover firsthand why so many groomers rely on their trusted mastery of coat care chemistry. That's bestshotpet.com. Learn more about using their three-step system and how Best Shot mindfully formulates using advanced grooming technologies, combining the very best nature and science has to offer. Whether it's their three-step system, the one-shot odor annihilator, Ultramax Pro Line, MED skin treatments, or the amazingly aromatic and fun Sentiment Spa Collection, Best Shot has something tailored just for groomers that really works. For over 25 years, Best Shot has lived up to its claim to get dirty jobs done right, so you can start making masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. What are you waiting for? Contact your favorite distributor or catalog and get some Best Shot today. I love them. Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment. All right, Barbara, you've been shopping, and I want to hear all about it.
Well, you know, I occasionally mention that I get something or other from Sally Beauty and that I feel comfortable doing that. And I thought it might be fun for me to review the special items that I secretly purchase at Sally.
So why would you buy stuff from Sally? What would be the reason that you would choose that?
One of the reasons that I shop at Sally is that it's a comfortable place to go in and look at labels. When you're shopping in the supermarket and you stop to read a shampoo label and you're blocking the aisle and people, you know, it's just, I usually go after midnight to do shopping. then I can take notes. But when you go to Sally Beauty, they kind of expect that behavior. So it's very, it's welcoming for a place to just kind of look at this one and look at that one. And, you know, and so I do that. I do my kind of idea shopping. And I so utilized human products in my journey to understand ingredients.
They're more innovative. They are ahead of us a little bit, aren't they?
The human products, yeah. We follow them. They don't ever... Somebody could probably find an instance where the beauty industry followed the pet grooming industry, but I kind of doubt it. It would be a real stretch. We follow them. We wait to see what sells and what takes off. You know, it took us a couple of years to get on the argan oil bandwagon, but we're there now. So I get to see kind of what might be ahead for the grooming industry by looking at what's new at Sally.
As a mobile groomer, if I'm driving around or at work and I know I've got a specific situation where I might have to go get a product, or perhaps my blow dryer blows up in my face and I need a handheld dryer, I can count on them having all kinds of things that are useful in our industry at Sally Beauty.
Yeah, and they're very reasonably priced. And if you get a member card, you get a discount every single time. So here's some of the things that I get from Sally's. I get the BTZ, Beyond the Zone, Protein Cocktail Leave-In Conditioner. And that's a spray leave-in that is a great brush-out spray for dogs. There are some human products that just work well with canine hair, and this is one of them. Plus, it has a pleasant fragrance. And it has some detangling ability. So this is just a fallback. I can always fall back on this protein cocktail. In fact, I used to resell it. Especially it would go on sale at least once a year. And I would buy like a half a dozen of them and add $5 to the price and sell them to my customers. Because it's in a convenient, it's like an 8-ounce bottle. Costs $6.69 right now at the website, but I've gotten it for $4 something. That was one of my first ones, and I like it because it has amodimethicone, which is the more advanced silicone product for detangling and that stuff. So I buy that. I also buy the two-sided boar bristle brush. Boy, if you don't have this brush, you need to get it. It's only $4.39 at Sally. It's got a softer side and a stiffer side. So it's a two-sided brush. It's boar bristles. It really polishes up a short coat like the Chihuahua or my little dachshund that comes in for toenails, and then I just buff her up real good. And this two-sided boar bristle brush works really good when you're doing dry cleaning with the dry cleaning spray that I don't get from Sally's. They're overpriced on their dry cleaning sprays. Target is the place to get the dry cleaning spray. But Sally is the place to get the bristle brush that helps you work that product through the coat and leave it smelling. It's just the greatest dry cleaning option when you're hand stripping terriers. Then they also have Ion Swimmer Shampoo and Conditioner, which is designed to remove the chlorine from the hair.
Oh, interesting. That's a new one.
I've been sneaking that into my cupboard for a few years. It's good to have for those dogs that go swimming in the swimming pool, and they can just turn their coat icky.
That explains why I don't know about it, because we don't have a lot of swimming pools up here.
Yes, on the other hand, here in the desert Southwest, there's a lot of them, and and the dogs want in there, and I have dogs that swim in their pool every day in the summertime.
Wow.
And, you know, they can get greenish tinge on their hair. They can just get kind of damaged Vicky hair. And the minerals, the chlorine in the minerals kind of tends to build up on the hair. So this is a shampoo and conditioner that's especially designed. And it also works well if you have hard water. Okay, so that's just that. Another thing that I found at Sally is neutral protein filler. I've talked about that a couple of times here. It's a liquid protein, kind of like in the same category as Chris Christensen Thick and Thicker Foaming Protein, except this product doesn't foam. It's a little bit thinner. It works best as a rinse added to the conditioner.
So like through the Bathing Beauty?
Yeah, you can do it through the, you could do it through the Bathing Beauty just as a rinse.
Okay.
You could just add it to a tub, spray it through. Also, you can buy a bigger size if you like it. If you get it from Sally and you like it a lot, you can buy a bigger size on Amazon, a 16-ounce or a, yeah, I think it is. So then another thing I get from Sally is their Face Secrets cotton squares. They've got the best freaking cotton squares. They really are 100% cotton. They don't fall apart like a lot of other cotton squares tend to do it, and they're reasonably priced.
What do you use cotton squares for?
Cleaning out the ears.
Oh, all right.
What do you use? Balls?
Yeah, I buy the smallest size balls and I use those, and I have sterile sealed ear sticks, you know, wooden stick ear Q-tips. Sorry, Q-tips. Yeah, but they're sterile. They're sterile. They're in a, you know, sealed package of two, and I use those when I have to go in a little deeper.
Yeah, I just use cotton squares a lot. We use something like Lisa Leedy's ear cleaner, you know, and when you use that ear cleaner, you put it down deep down in the ear and squish it around, and then they shake it, and then you swab out the outer ear with the cotton square. So anyway,
yeah, okay.
That's how we use it. And Susie has already mentioned that Sally Beauty is a good place to shop for a handheld hair dryer. I wouldn't be without one.
Yeah, I use them so much at this time of year now. I'm so grateful to have it because it's warm.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I use it, and I use it at my grooming table with an arm. So that's kind of it. I'm going to look into using their Ion Bond Repair Therapy Nourishing Conditioner.
Is Ion a brand?
Ion is a brand. It's okay. A brand that's sold at Sally's.
Okay.
The Bond Repair Therapy Nourishing Conditioner, it just sounds good, and the ingredient list is daunting. So I'm not going to go there today, but I have a personal, you know, like someday I'm going to get high and tackle this list.
All right. Promise. I can't argue with that.
Oh, by the way, I have had zero response on my special goal.
That's not true. You had one response on your Facebook private message, and it's from Chris Anthony, Chris Bear Anthony, our Evolution Shears rep. She has sent you an audio.
Oh, I have to check it out. Well, thank you. Oh, and by the way, I checked out your stretching video. You are so cool.
Well,
you
thanks.
Are so cool. And I can just see that you're having fun doing that. And I think it's a gift to us all. So keep stretching.
I'm still working on getting it a couple days. I want to have three different routines so I can do every other day something different. And then I will release it out into the real world and I'll put it up more regularly. But between editing the podcast with the new methods and having to work the holiday and all that stuff, I haven't had much time to work on the stretching videos. Wow. But as soon as I have it down, then I'll just show up every morning at the same time and do it, and we'll all do it together.
Yeah, it's cool.
Cool. Let's take a break and let's hear from Chris and Evolution Shears. Well, we might not hear from Chris, but we'll hear from Evolution Shears. And then we're going to come back for our back to school segment where we're going to learn about urea. Urea.
Yay! Urea. Urea.
Yay! our hands are money makers. We rely on them. How long we last in this career is dependent on how well we care for our hands. Evolution shears were engineered to be the most ergonomic shears out there. They were designed by a team of groomers, sharpeners, and medical professionals with comfort in mind. They started with the observation that all hands were not created equal. In fact, they are all unique and have different needs. Evolution shears are fully customizable with adjustable sizing and your choice of fixed ring, single, or double swivels. I recommend the double swivels. They're my personal favorites. Evolution shears work with your thumb in its natural position, making scissoring in all directions a pleasure. They are made to prevent repetitive stress injuries that occur due to scissoring and keep you from grooming. Lastly, they use high-quality materials but are affordable. They come in curves, straights, thinners, and chunkers, and in a variety of lengths and edges. A good thing for those of us with scissor addictions. There is a learning curve, but don't worry. The staff at Evolution will hold your hand through the whole process. Their customer service is tip-top. You can put your hands on a pair of Evolution shears and say hi to Abby, Ron, and our favorite salesperson, Chris Anthony, at many of the grooming shows. But if you're in a hurry, and you should be, go online to evolutionshears.com or call them at 877-560-3057 and buy yourself a pair or two. Be sure to ask for Chris because she'll take great care of you. But wait, if you act now... Okay, you don't have to act right now, but mention the Groom Pod when you place your order or put Groom Pod in the coupon code on the Evolution website and you will receive $10 off each pair of shears. How cool is that?
Groomers, take your seats. School is about to begin.
It's time to talk about urea.
Urea is, urea. It comes from urine, Susie.
Ew.
Urea is the largest component of urine. It is the byproduct of protein usage of the body. It's the last place where it ends up, right? Broken down, utilized, sucked of all of their goodies. Protein ends up in the urine as urea.
Okay. I have a visual. I have a visual of people sitting in cubicles like chickens with toilets in the back. And you just are stuck in your little cubicle and they collect your pee all day long and that's what your job is. Is that what happens?
Human urine contains the most urea.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can have that vision, but the good news, ready for some good news? The good news is that what we use in cosmetics is always synthetic.
Oh, really? Like completely? Like no animals
involved?
Yeah,
no animals are involved.
Okay.
And it has another name, so sometimes you don't know that you're using urea. It has this name, carbamide. That's its AKA. I'm going to read a little bit here. Urea is the chief nitrogenous end product of the metabolic breakdown of proteins in all mammals and some fishes. The material occurs not only in the urine of all mammals, but also in their blood, bile, milk, and perspiration. Ugh, so they could also,
no
they
semen, though,
also
huh?
could raise the temperature and take your sweat off of you while you're peeing and have it, you'd be a double source of urea. So now you know how cows feel. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no kidding.
No kidding. Urea is a raw material that is used in the manufacture of many chemicals, such as various plastics, urea, formaldehyde, rosins, and adhesives. It is also essential for making feedstock, glue, fertilizer, commercial products, and in rosin production.
That's a lot of versatility.
And so Paula Begon, the cosmetic cop, says, urea is a component of urine, although synthetic versions are used in cosmetics. Phew, I'm so glad she said that. It has beneficial water-binding and mild exfoliating properties for skin.
Ooh, that's all good stuff.
Yeah, it is good stuff. Now, I'm going to tell you a little folkloric story, because this business about urine and the skin, this is not new news. Folkloric people have been using urine for skin stuff forever.
Well, I know if you get stung by a jellyfish, you gotta pee on it.
Okay, so here's another thing. When I was like a serious percussionist, a serious drummer, a serious student of Afro-Cuban drumming, once I was kind of accepted as serious, it was revealed to me that what the Cuban master drummers do, they keep the skin on their inside of their palms of their hands from cracking and getting funky, because you know you build up calluses from banging on the drums. They treat their fingers and hands with their own urine first thing in the morning.
Ew. Okay.
I did do it. I did it because I was so freaking serious. When Bubba Foss told me this, it was a big compliment to me that he was sharing this inside information. Right?
Did it work?
Well, yeah. I had to overcome a little bit to get down there, but
I think I'd rather buy a hand lotion that has urea in it.
Okay, I don't blame you. Me too.
Okay.
It's nothing that persisted, but I learned about it and I did it. And so just a little bit more. Urea has an amazing ability to hold on to water molecules. It's not a humectant. It doesn't like pull water from anywhere. It just hangs on there. So it's a moisturizing factor. It keeps your skin moist and probably helps hair a little bit too. But you're most likely to find it in conditioner ingredients, in lotions, and in skincare items. So there you go. Now you know other uses of pee-pee that you never thought about before. Count on your bird to give you the word.
Ha! That's right. Bird, bird, bird.
The word.
Is the word. Oh, huckleberry. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. I got on sidetrack there. Let's take a break and hear Barbara and I talk about Show Seasons Hemp Conditioner. And then we're going to be back and I will tell you the story about my adventures in mobile grooming.
Okay.
So Barbara, what's new over at Show Season? I got an inkling. A little bird told me there might be something coming down the pipeline. What is it?
Yeah, I'm excited because Show Season now has hemp conditioner. So we've already reviewed and appreciated the hemp shampoo that they have. It's a non-sulfate shampoo, seems to be very mindfully formulated. And in the past, what we would do if we wanted to have additional conditioning, more serious conditioning, we would use their hypo conditioner. But now they have a conditioner that's been formulated to match up with the hemp shampoo made by the same formulator. So that's exciting. I'm looking forward to trying that. I just got wind of it. So we'll try some out and get back to you on that.
I love this about Show Season. They're always looking for ways to better the products. They're looking for new things they can infuse in there. They're so willing to work with our ideas, and they're just great people over there, aren't they?
They really are, and they really do listen to groomers, and they're always upgrading and improving and adding to, and if there's a certain fragrance that you just got to have in a shampoo, you need to tell them about it.
Yeah, that's cool because they are also environmentally thoughtful and they're trying to keep their local sources. And yeah, no, they're great people. And if you guys want to support a great company like Show Season that supports the Groom Pod, you can do so by going to their website, showseasongrooming.com. And if you haven't already, set up your wholesale account and do that on the phone. Their phone number is 678-382-0218, or email if you already have their setup. But really, they're at lots of local distributors. They're all over the place. I think that they're at Groomers Mart, but I know that they're at Cascade Grooming Supply. Look out, here it comes. It's your mobile moment. Are you ready for this? I had an adventure.
Okay, hit me.
I was just sitting in a parking lot having a leisurely lunch, ready to head to my next appointment. I threw my garbage away. I started my car up. I headed out, and I had someone kind of cross over into my lane, so I had to make a sharp right, a little sharper than I had intended, and my trailer went off the curb, and I bent the rim and lost my tire.
Oh, God.
Boom. The tire came off the rim. It was all bunched up underneath the rim. See, this is what happens when you're a mobile groomer, and you have to be able to deal with it. It was my last appointment of the day, so it was 4:30. I was supposed to be up the street. I was very close to where they were. I had pulled out into the main road. I drove a little bit up, and I pulled into a church parking lot. Mind you, the church did not explode into flames, which I'm always impressed about. If I'm next to a church and it doesn't explode into flames, it's a good sign. So I pulled in and I parked, knowing I was less than a mile away from my client's house. And I chewed on what to do for the moment. And I don't have a spare. All I have is fix-a-flat. And my tire had de-rimmed itself by that point. And I could see a big bend in the rim. So I knew that tire was not going back on that rim, even if I could save the tire. So I thought, well, I'll call AAA and get the trailer a ride home on a flatbed. Then I'll pull the tire and go get another tire and put it on at home. Last time I called AAA for my transmission, it took them 3 hours to come and get me.
Oh, shit.
3 hours is a really long time. So I called my 4:30 client and I said, why don't you bring Katie down here to the church parking lot and I'll groom the dog while I'm waiting for AAA.
That's exactly what I said, what I thought I would do.
So he drove down to have me groom the dog because I knew that it would be hours and hours until AAA would come. And AAA said they would be there in 20 minutes. I know. It was so bizarre. So I sent him and Katie back to his house. And I said, I'll get you in before Thanksgiving, but I'll reschedule you. So I sent him on his way. And I sat there and waited for AAA. Meanwhile, I called my first and second appointments for what would have been yesterday. Because this happened on Friday. So I called my Saturday 10:30 and my Saturday 1:30 or 1 o'clock appointments. And I told them what was going on. And my 1 o'clock appointment said, oh, we're going to drop Theo off at boarding the day after you groom him. So why don't we just reschedule till after we get back from our vacation so that you're not grooming the dog to then go live at the farm for two weeks and have him all gross and smelly. And I said, fantastic. That is great news. I'll do that. And I called the first appointment and told them what was happening and told them I'd update them in the morning. So then I'm waiting. The AAA guys probably 5 minutes away at this point. And I'm really impressed because they have a little map that you can pull up on their app that shows where the truck is. But here's a tip for all you guys who have graphics on your vehicle. AAA will not tow a commercial vehicle. They won't do it. But if you don't have any graphics, you can get away with having a AAA membership and the extended membership, and they'll come pick your trailer up and take it to wherever you want, which is really awesome. And the only person that really cares whether you're a business or not is the AAA dispatcher, not the tow truck drivers, because they're not employed by AAA. Just a little hint, don't put graphics on. If you ever want to use AAA, you're golden. Good. See, and I have AAA because we have 6 cars, so it's helpful. Anyway, I got everything all kind of shored up in the trailer so that when he put it up on the flatbed that nothing would fall over. And the guy came, he hooked up the trailer, and I thought, well, you know, I'll just shoot a picture of this, because it was 5 o'clock by then. There was a tire place down the street, but they were really busy. Another one up the street, it was also busy, which is why I came to the determination to take it home. But then I remembered my friend works at a tire shop a little bit farther away. So I sent her a picture. I had just bought my tires from her anyway. And she said, oh, are you bringing it to me? And I went, oh. Are you still at work? Because it was late. She said, yeah, I'm here till 7. I've got a guy who can put a tire on for me. So I had the tow truck driver pick it up, take it up to Pep Boys. Jackie had the guy put the tire on. I was back on the road. Then I took the 4:30 appointment, put it in at 1 o'clock. Since I had rescheduled the 1 o'clock, my 10:30 went on as normal, and I didn't miss a beat.
Wow.
So there you go. That's adventures in mobile grooming. But you can't panic. This stuff is going to happen. You got to think on your feet. And just by moving the 1 appointment out, you can fit everybody in. You don't lose any money, and it's not that big a deal. Well, I lost a little bit of money because I had to buy a rim. But I had road hazard on the tire, so the tire didn't cost me anything. It was just the rim.
I would have just gone home and drunk a bottle of wine and cried about it. Oh, speaking of crying, Susie,
yes, yes.
One of my best customers, but they have 2 miniature poodles. I think I shared a picture of Harry, the brown one, and I did the ears bobbed, the Korean style. Anyway, they have these 2, one every month, every 4 weeks, religiously, $130 plus a generous tip. And really good people to work with. I can text them and say, I need another half hour. They came to pick up the dogs, and they handed Yvonne and I an envelope, and it was severance pay. They're moving to Utah. They didn't give me God, what a loss. What a loss.
That is so sad.
It is so sad. And one of the best customers ever. They didn't even prepare me. I didn't take any last minute pictures to have. It's just we don't want to book another appointment because we're out of here. And here you go. And it was Christmas bonus, you know. And so I let out a big, oh, fuck. I just couldn't hold that in. Everybody's jerked their heads around. There was 2 customers there at the time. And Yvonne says, what's up? And I waved the envelope at her. And I said, Yvonne, it's severance pay. And I'm just so sad. But, nothing is forever.
I know. I hate it when I pull up to a house and there's a for sale sign out front and they haven't told me. At least I get more warning than you do, though.
Well, and they said they didn't even list their house. It sold before they listed.
Wow.
It was that fast. And they're out of here and they're on their way to Parkland, Utah.
Happy skiing.
They've got a mobile groomer lined up, but she has a wait. They have to wait, a few months to get in there.
Oh yeah.
So it was just a blow.
That is.
That night I did come home and drink a little wine, and then I was sorry because I just was like a pitiful person padding around my house, holding onto the wall.
So you're allowed to have a pity party.
Oh, Willow. Okay. Oh, Harry. Who's going to groom you? Who's going to make you look poodle-y? Please. Who's going to know not to do your feet, Harry? Harry will go for them if they... He's perfectly fine, except if you try to do something to these pads.
Oh, boy. Hopefully they'll warn him.
You didn't prepare me, so I didn't send any notes.
I was going to say it's a little bit their loss, because if they do tell the groomer, then we have the ability to send a note with them that they can pass to their next groomer.
Oh, I know.
But they didn't get that opportunity.
You know,
that's a shame.
Yeah, I know. I could have, I would have gone all in to explain what I was doing and what was difficult and, you know, what worked and didn't. But, oh, well.
Well, on that uplifting note...
let's quit.
I want to remind you guys, there's at least 2,500 or 3,000 downloads a week for the podcast, but we've only gotten 100 surveys back. So take 3 minutes, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/group/thegroompod, or just the regular Facebook Groom Pod page. The survey's at both spots. Fill out the survey. Give us a little bit of information. We're going to leave it up there for another couple weeks. We appreciate your input. We want to do what you guys want us to do.
Yeah, so tell your truth. Tell your truth. Don't be afraid. If you're critical about something, if my cussing offends you, let us know. We really want to know your truth. We're prepared.
Yes, and I read every single one of those wonderful comments you're all leaving, and it really warms my heart, and I'll make sure that Barbara gets to see them too. And yeah, thank you. Thanks for the support on Patreon. Thank you for supporting our wonderful sponsors. Hopefully we've got a new sponsor coming up. That'll be interesting to see. And Barbara, have a fantastic Thanksgiving week.
Oh, yeah, I will. So I can't wait. I have 2 days off. I'm going to bury myself in my book editing.
Excellent. That sounds like fun. I myself am going to just eat some prime rib and feast at the dessert table, and that'll be that.
Well, all right now.
Okay. See you next week on the Groom Pod. Happy grooming, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Take care of yourselves. Don't stress.
Stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of the Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at the Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie@thegroompod.com or Barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.